There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. That's what the show's all about. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, just check out the website. You can find out information there. And our team members are always standing by to give you the help that you need. So whatever you need, we're here for you. That's what it's all about. All right, everybody's concerned about memory. We play crossword puzzles, the Sudoku, and all the little games to hold on to memory and keep it strong. Exercise your brain, right? But they always say, well, they're saying now exposure to several type of common infections could be associated with memory problems, a new study suggests. So scientists at the University of Miami, at Columbia University in New York, actually scheduled to present their research recently at the American Stroke Association. They said, a worry about memory decline, Dr. Clinton Wright, he's a scientific director at the Brain Institute at the University of Miami. He says the findings suggest there may be an association with memory decline and exposure to some bacteria and viruses. He said, we haven't proven it in a study, but we're looking at it right now, nonetheless. Something interesting, they say it was the pneumonia bacteria and H. pylori, as well as the cytomegalovirus and herpes simplex 1 and 2. He said infection is a little bit strong of a term. They said that we measure the exposure to the pathogens, but it doesn't mean they'll become ill. So a lot of people are exposed to H. pylori, for example, who never get an ulcer. And just like the common cold, you may or may not be symptomatic. He said, but half the study participants, whose average age was 71, returned 5 years later for additional tests of mental ability. And the blood test would increase antibody levels were associated with worse mental performance, Wright said, including poor executive function and language performance. So we've previously found in other studies that people with greater infectious burden had a higher risk of stroke and were more likely to have the carotid plaque. He said this occurs when fatty substances build up and narrow the carotid arteries, two large vessels that are supplying the oxygenation to the brain. He said, this time we looked at the detailed cognitive mental testing, both at the first time point and also in a subgroup who we followed up with cognitive testing 5 years later. And they said, we're suggesting that there's a link with cardiovascular disease, and maybe there's a vascular link to worse cognition through the immune pathway. But the study doesn't explain why the infections are related to worsening cognitive function, said Wright. He added that it's too soon to really suggest how that people who've been exposed to the common infections may be at risk for mental decline and stroke. And we're not proving causation, but there's no evidence yet that treating these infections will actually help. So Dr. Larry Goldstein, he's the director of the Duke Stroke Center in Durham, North Carolina, says this all fits together and makes some common sense. He said he was not involved in the study but had some comments on it. Goldstein said a variety of infections of inflammation or inflammatory conditions, rather, have been associated with stroke. And he also says future research could be noted with these types of cognitive issues. So it's just interesting to me when you're dealing with something like memory, which is a very, very big topic right now. I mean, memory decline is being measured now more than ever. And seeing what exactly is happening with people and the overall mental picture is very, very interesting. And research with neurotransmitters and nutrition that's involved with our memory is coming on strong, and we're getting a lot more information on it as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now or go on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Let's go now to Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
I have an inner ear problem, and I'm trying to find out what could be the culprit. Some say it could be a food that I'm eating, or maybe a food that can help me.
Inner ear, typically, there could be a food allergy, okay? Sometimes you can have certain foods that will create some of the allergic responses, and then sometimes not. And so what you want to do, first and foremost, is you've got to figure out what the deal really is. I mean, if it's actually causing some of those issues or not. And you can get some blood testing done to figure that out. You can find out and through allergy testing if there's some food allergies. But also, you might want to look and see, just from a regular neurological perspective too, if there are any nerves that are being correlated with that area too. Because sometimes there can be actually nerves that cause some of these issues. It can mimic. The immune system can drop, and there's quite a bit that can go along with that. But I would go definitely to your family physician, have them check it out, and look for any kind of nutritional deficiencies and potential food allergies, because sensitivities a lot of times can cause some of those issues. All right? 888-283-7272. You can give me a call now or go to the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. And, of course, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, then check out the website and call our team members as well to find someone to help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. Let's go now to Dan. Hi, Dan.
My dad has congestive heart failure, and he went to the doctor, and they said his electrolytes went low and everything, and he started retaining water. He gained 20 pounds in water weight. After leaving the hospital, he's lost about 10 pounds of that. But since he's left the hospital, he's had shortness of breath, and today it seems a lot worse. He went to the doctor, and the doctor gave him some medicine, and I'm not very confident with his doctor right now. But he sent him back home. I'm just calling to ask, what should I do? Should I send him to that? Should I get him, convince him to go to the hospital again? Or, what do you do in this case?
Well, whatever his primary care doctor is wanting to do is what I would do. And if they're suggesting that he needs to go back in, then you probably want to follow that format, because one thing you don't want to do is go against that and just come up with your own game plan. I think that definitely you've got to look at his overall lifestyle, and you can be in charge of that. I mean, managing his overall lifestyle, giving him the right kind of food choices, maybe when he doesn't know the ones to take for himself. I mean, doing all of that, you handling that is going to be very important, because the doctors pretty much are not going to do any of that. They're just going to look at him medically and see what they can do from that perspective. So lifestyle, exercise, eating habits, finding out from the doctors what they're okay with, maybe bringing on a personal trainer at some level to do some work with him and getting a nutritionist on board. I mean, building that good team can really help, and that's where you want to start, definitely, from this side of it. But you don't want to interfere on the medical side and just take it up on yourself and say, well, I really don't want him to go back to the hospital, or, well, I really don't want him to do this. Let him go through the process, because that process is there for a reason. Be wise with it, but in the middle of it, just, you know, make sure you're making the best choices for him along the way and creating a good lifestyle environment outside the hospital so you can manage him and give him the best possible quality of life. Okay, 888-283-7272. Give me a call or go to the website. We'll be right back with more On Call Radio.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Thank you.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? I mean, let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. So it all comes down to the choices that we make every single day. And the good news is, regardless of where you've been in your life and with your health, so if you've been dealing with some really tough health challenges, I don't care what it is, and maybe you gained 30, 40 pounds and you're taking a bunch of medications, and you're thinking, what do I need to do to come off these meds? I don't want to live like this anymore. Well, don't lose hope, and don't just come off all your medications either. But it's about creating a good plan, about having a lifestyle plan, because no matter what it is, there's usually an answer and a way to go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. So it's all about coming up with a good, solid game plan. On this show, we want to help you work through all that. We've got great solutions, too. I mean, go to the website. You can call me here on the show and on my TV show every single day. All right, going to the lines and go to John now. Hi, John.
I would like to speak about low testosterone, low T, and all these remedies that I'm hearing about.
Well, with low T, here's the deal. Let's back up and look at what low T is. So testosterone is a primary hormone for men, and it's what gives us our vitality, our energy, makes us feel great. And, of course, one of the main keys that you have to look at with testosterone is you've got to figure out, number one, why did it ever decline in the first place? So what caused it to do that? And there's a lot of could-bes. Now, we have what's called andropause, which is kind of like menopause for guys. And it declines as we get older. Our testosterone does. It's a natural process. However, it doesn't have to get really low to where you're in your 50s or your 60s and you just kind of, you know, fade out and have low energy levels and don't feel good. I mean, that doesn't help anyone. So one of the keys that you want to shoot for, especially in a situation like this, is to look at your overall eating plan, number one. All right, here's some of my keys for keeping your testosterone levels elevated and keeping it where it needs to be. All right, and just so you know, it's possible to be in your 60s and maintain a testosterone level of 500, which is a really good number, by the way. So it doesn't have to be down around 150 and 200. I mean, if it gets down that low, you're going to feel like you're on your way out of here. So just you're not going to have any energy at all, and you're just not going to feel good. Libido will be down, all that. So it's possible to do that, but here's some keys that will really help. Number one is you got to have your diet in line. Protein sources have got to be at a good moderate level, and you got to have about 30% of your diet in good fats. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados have to have good healthy fats in the diet. There is no way around it. Must do that. So that's a big key. The other one that you have to look at that's really important is, and again, exercise is important. You may not like it, and a lot of people don't, but I'll tell you, it's critical. More studies have been done on resistance exercise and what it can do for your overall health than just about anything. So making sure that you have good habits on a regular basis with exercise. And again, 3 days a week at 30 minutes is fine, but 1 day a week won't cut it. We know that 3 days a week is the minimum of what the body needs to really go to that next level and begin to thrive. So I would encourage you to look along those lines because it really can make a big difference. And when you're looking at, again, building your system back up and getting testosterone where it needs to be, that's going to play a big role. All right. So the exercise is key. Diet is a key. And then supplementation is a key. So they've got great nutrition out there, things like maca root, tribulus, keeping your zinc levels up, that's a key. Now, keeping zinc levels at least moderate, I'd say about 40 milligrams a day is what they usually recommend. But you want to check on that. Do some research on your own because it depends on your body weight and that sort of deal. But, yeah, keeping those levels up is going to be very, very important because it's all about body chemistry. It's all about physiology. And when we do nothing, we have a poor diet, we don't exercise, and we wonder why our testosterone levels are down. You have to step back and go, okay, well, it's my lifestyle more than anything. And so getting your lifestyle built back up is going to be the key, and that's what we want to shoot for. So then the last one is stress management. Now, I don't care if you're 30 years young or 70 years young. If you have a lot of mental and emotional stress in your life, then your hormone levels are going to drop, period. I mean, I don't care who you are. So stress management is a key, and keeping your hormone levels balanced is a big key. So you want to shoot for that. No matter what it takes to get those in line is going to make a difference. Okay, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Give us a call right now or go to the website as well. We've got team members, of course, that can help you find one of our lifestyle providers. These are providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, you can thrive again. You don't have to be stuck where you are. Really, you can go to the next level. And don't forget, jump on social media. Send me a tweet. You can get on Facebook. And send me emails. We can make it part of the show because we want to hear from you. Whatever you're dealing with, realize that you can be better today than you were yesterday. Now, John in Pittsburgh sent an email in. He says, can you tell me a good way to lower my blood pressure? Well, here's the deal. First of all, there's some great natural ways to lower blood pressure. Now, if you've never gotten into blending, I'm a big blending fan. You've heard of juicing. Well, I like blending. Grab a big blender, and you can use good organic protein powder and put vegetables in, fruits, and there's all kinds of great recipes. Go to the website. You can find great information there. But blending is, and doing shakes, using shakes are phenomenal. It's a great way to get all your nutrition in. Only 1.5% of Americans actually eat their fruits and vegetables every day. That's not a lot. And juicing is good, too. They're both great. But I like blending. It's my preference. And there's also, so getting your diet right, getting a lot of fruits and vegetables in, at least 5 to 7 servings a day, and then rebounding, jumping up and down in a mini trampoline has been shown to help reduce blood pressure. And then also NO2, which is a combination of L-arginine and L-citrulline, two amino acids. There was Nobel Prize research done just on that alone and how it was very supportive to blood pressure. But at the end of the day, if you're 30 pounds overweight, you got to do that first. That has to be something that needs to be tackled.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to On Call Radio. The show is all about you. We're on call for you every single day to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Why? Because you matter. The show is all about your health. It's all about your life. It's about your lifestyle. And remember, the choices we make every single day, they matter. They take you to different places. And I'll tell you that because I really believe health, it's 10 to 20%. I've always said 20% knowing what to do, 80% behavior, and that's the general 80-20 rule. But I really started to feel recently that it's more 90-10. And a lot of things in life tend to be like that, in my opinion. So it's kind of like 10% of knowing what to do. I mean, there's so much information, right? But if you really, which I try to do this, to take all the information that's out there, I mean, all the journals and the research and everybody's diet plan and their exercise plan and all that, and you really condense it and put it down into one area, it comes down to about 10% of really knowing, of like the knowledge, the core knowledge. 90% of it is behavior. If we could get ourselves in line and discipline ourselves to really make a difference and go to the place where we can thrive instead of barely making it, that's where it's going to make a big difference. That's where we have to really go to the next level with our health and our life, because no one else can take responsibility for you but you. I mean, you have to step in and do it. And if you're dealing with something right now and you're trying to say, well, I don't want to give this up or I don't want to give that up. I mean, I talked to someone the other day. They wanted to lose weight, and I was just talking to them. And when it came down to coffee and it came down to, like, sweets, they just completely freaked out. I mean, they just were like, I just can't. I don't know if I can do it. I'm thinking, really? So you're 50 pounds overweight, knowing that poor habits got you here. But yeah, you don't want to give up coffee and sweets. I mean, so we get addicted to food. We really do. And it becomes a vice in our lives. And we have to come to a place where we're ready to transform, we're ready to change, and we don't want to go back at all. And when you get to that place and you have that made-up mind, that's where everything begins to change. And it's not just with our health. That's with anything in our life. So on this show, we want to be that 90%. Live life at 90. That's what we do on the show. It's all about that 90%. All right, our food for the day I want to talk about is, of course, you know me, I think food either brings health to the body or takes health out of the body. And I want to talk about some of the foods that are really, really great, and I target those all the time. This one I want to talk about is basil. And, of course, it's kind of a spice used in a lot of different ways. But basil is incredible. It's got DNA protection. Think about that. Your own DNA, that's what our body's made of. So it actually comes in and it can protect our own DNA. It has these components called flavonoids. And they provide protection at the cellular level. The orientin and vicinin are two water-soluble flavonoids that have been of particular interest in basil. And in studies on human white blood cells, these components of basil actually protect cell structures as well as chromosomes from radiation and oxygen-based damage. So they jump in and do that. In addition, the basil has been shown to really provide protection against unwanted bacterial growth. And the antibacterial properties of basil are not associated with its unique flavonoids, but instead with its volatile oils, which contain estragol, linalool, and cinnolol. And so a lot of these can be really beneficial. As a matter of fact, they did some studies, and there's some top bacteria that are known to be resistant to a lot of the antibiotics, and they really are a challenge for a lot of people. Listeria is a big one. Staph is a big one, as you know. And E. coli, those are all big. And even Pseudomonas. But they found that basil, when used on a regular basis, like an oil of basil, even from the leaves, they could take the oil and get it from the leaves, showed a really strong kind of resistance in the body against these pathogenic bacteria. Even, they say, is closely related to taking an antibiotic. So basil itself gives us that kind of strength in our day-to-day. Pretty amazing when you think about it. So a study was published recently at the Journal of Microbiology Methods, and the essential oil of basil was even found to inhibit strains of bacteria from the overall general part of this. So the Staphylococcus, Enterococcus, and the Pseudomonas, which have not really only had the widespread, but now pose a lot of serious treatment issues with all that's going on. It's got a lot of anti-inflammatory properties too. So the eugenol component of basil's volatile oils have been the subject of extensive studies. And of course, the substance really can block the activity of the enzyme in the body called the NSAIDs and the COX inhibitors. So many of the non-steroidal over-the-counter anti-inflammatories like the aspirin and the ibuprofen, as well as commonly used medicine like acetaminophen, they work by inhibiting the same enzyme. Well, in the same case, they found that basil has these anti-inflammatory properties that contain these enzymes like this eugenol that makes a big difference and also can help relieve a lot of the symptoms with rheumatoid arthritis and inflammatory bowel conditions. So I tell you this because I don't know about you. You may be bored out of your mind, but I read this and look at this, and I'm just amazed at it because when we get sick, right, all this research is done in medicine. And there are some drugs out there that literally are groundbreaking. I mean, you can have some serious health challenges, and these medicines can begin to relieve symptoms and allow you to live a normal life. Okay? That is amazing. But when you have foods, things that grow on trees, grow out of the ground, that God made, and these foods bring this much of healing to our bodies, to me, that's amazing. To have something that grows out of the ground that has a strong antibacterial property toward something like an E. coli or Pseudomonas, as taking amoxicillin or any of the antibiotics, that's powerful. Think about that. or that has the same anti-inflammatory properties around joints and reducing inflammation as an NSAID. I mean, think about that. Something that grows out of the ground, it's powerful. It really is. So keeping these foods in your normal diet and having them on a regular basis really does make a big difference. And will they come in and can they manage as quickly as medicine does? No, but they really can't. But from the preventative side, can they make a big difference? I would assume so. And they're finding that a lot of these, especially in Europe, a lot of the research is done in Europe, they're finding more and more that people can really begin to thrive with their health just by using natural methods. Pretty amazing. A lot of nutrients are essential for cardiovascular health, too. The basil actually is a high source of vitamin A. So through its concentration of carotenoids like beta-carotene, which is called provitamin A, the beta-carotene is very powerful. It helps with epithelial cells in the body, but it keeps them from free radical damage. And so after using basil, they found that simply reducing the amounts of asthma, osteoarthritis, and rheumatoid arthritis based on the amount of beta-carotene, active beta-carotene, that's found in the basil leaves. So basil is a really good source of magnesium, too. Of course, that can relax vessels and promote a lot of the cardiovascular health. Pretty amazing at all that it can do. So think about adding some basil in to your next meal. Look what it can do. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Give us a call. Or you could go online. Go to the website, teamlifestyle.com. Now let's go to Hank. Hi, Hank.
Hi. I have a quick question about water. Like, what is the best, most purified water to drink?
I'll tell you what. Water is a big topic, and I get hit with that question a lot. And I'm a big fan, my personal opinion is I'm a big fan of just getting your water in, as long as it's not tap water. Now, spring water is great, distilled water is great. There's debates on both of those because spring water has inorganic minerals in them. And then there's a debate for distilled water because all the minerals are gone from distilled water, and they say it leaches the minerals out of your body. Well, let me just tell you something. If it's purified water and it doesn't have the chlorine and the fluoride and a lot of the thousand other chemicals that can be in our water supply that slip through the cracks, I'm pretty excited about it. And the fact that drinking water, at least half your body weight on a regular basis, can be handled and done, I'm pretty excited about that too. So my little rant is that just don't drink tap water, whatever you do. I mean, stay away from that as much as possible. I'm even okay if you get the little Brita filters or the pure filters and filter your water out. I mean, whatever. Just make it happen. Because, I mean, if you drink incredible filtered water in a plastic bottle, you're still going to get the xenoestrogens that are in the plastics for the most part. So, I mean, unless you can live at home and have a whole house water filtration system and have the time to do all that, which who does? Nobody has the time to do all that. I mean, if you're traveling, you're going to be in hotels, you're going to be driving in your car, you're going to have to grab bottle water the best you can. So you make the best choices, but the key is to drink a lot of it. That's the key. And I'll tell you something that can help too. Drop a green tea bag in your bottle water. Let it sit for 5 minutes. It'll turn everything into tea, and that'll do wonders for your cells at the cellular level, your energy levels. It can really make a difference in your overall health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. This show is all about your health and all about your life. We want to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. You can thrive, but you have to make a decision that you want to do that. Nothing is going to stand in your way. Coming up, more information, Empower Your Health. Great information about energy levels and brain chemistry. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralact more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. All right. Now, our quote for the hour comes from Oliver Cromwell. He says, "He who stops being better stops being good. Always strive to be your best." Powerful. Barbara in Atlanta, Georgia, shot us an email. She said, "I have an occasional energy drink. Is that okay to boost my energy levels?" Well, occasional is kind of a key word there. I'm using energy drinks on a regular basis. I mean, they're loaded with caffeine, right? Double, triple the caffeine of maybe a cup of coffee. The challenge with that is it's very hard on what's called our adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And the more we tax the adrenals, the tougher we are on the adrenals, the harder it is for us to recover. And actually, see, the adrenal glands produce a hormone called cortisol. Cortisol, when it's elevated, causes us to be very, very energetic for a period of time, but also it has some negative effects. So it's really tough on our brain cells. It increases fat around the midsection and can destroy muscle tissue. So not the most desirable results, right? And so at the end of the day with that, what you want to look at and focus on is you want to make sure that on a regular basis, if you focus more on things like green tea, if you focus on vitamin B5, vitamin C, those actually build your adrenals up. If the adrenals are healthy, then typically you don't need energy drinks because your energy levels will be up much anyway. Now, a natural energy source, believe it or not, is eating a whole lemon, put it in water, and it makes your body so alkaline that it increases your energy levels tremendously. Of course, eating plenty of fruits and vegetables throughout the day will have a very similar effect. So the more energy-producing food you can have in your body, the better you'll be. So occasional energy drink, occasional is fine for anything. Moderation is a key, right? But just know that if you do that on a regular basis, it will be tough on your recovery ability. That's why a lot of times if you have an energy drink one day and you're really up and jazzed, the next day if you don't have one, you're exhausted, right? You're almost double tired from what you were the day before. So you have to be really careful because it does begin to tax your system, and that becomes a little bit of a challenge. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. I'm going to go to the phones now and talk with Jack. Hi, Jack.
I was calling regarding TMJ. I've had the condition, I believe, for quite some time, probably several decades, but recently it's become painful where it never was before. It was just, I'm wondering if that might be something that's an inflammatory issue or whether I should speak to a dentist or an internal medicine doc or what kind of medication or remedies.
Well, it just depends. I mean, when you're dealing with something like that and you're dealing with TMJ, I would go see a dentist. I think that's a great place to go. Also, the reason is because they see it all the time, obviously. But if there's a neurological component that's going on with that, you might want to go see a chiropractic physician. The reason being is many times C1 and C2, which are the first two cervical vertebrae in the back of the neck, if they are out of position in any capacity, and C1 especially, it can create a situation where it can completely transition the musculature, which could throw the jaw off and create traction issues with the way the jaw moves and sets. So that can be an issue, but also the nerves that come out of those areas could affect those areas as well, and that's what you have to be careful with. So I would look at both and see and get the opinions of both and actually go and create a plan from there. Because then you'll be able to figure out, okay, what components are really causing this. A lot of times you don't want to just jump in and start taking anti-inflammatories for something like that, not knowing what the major issue is. When you have multiple opinions, remember, counsel in the wisdom of many, when you have multiple opinions about what's going on, then you can come up with a much structured game plan. I'll tell you, TMJ a lot of times has a neurological component to it. No one catches it. So to have someone like that, a chiropractic physician or a DO, osteopathic physician, for them to look at it can make a big difference. All right? I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Want to cut your risk of stroke? They're saying now to take a walk. So brisk walking, tennis, or any other kind of moderate exercise can help lower a woman's stroke risk by about a quarter, a new study says. And being more active can also offset the increased stroke risk by using hormone replacement therapy to treat symptoms of menopause, a new study finds. Researchers looked at the number of strokes that occurred among nearly 130,000 women in a California teacher study who ran from 1996 to 2010. Women who said they did moderate physical activity in 3 years before enrolling in the study were 20% less likely to have a stroke than those who were inactive. So the findings were to be presented recently at the American Stroke Association's meeting, and they were surprised to find that moderate physical activity was most strongly associated with a reduced risk of stroke, which, I mean, that makes sense. We just haven't really documented it. But, I mean, obviously, you get out and move, you're going to improve your cardiovascular system. It's going to help with the potential of strokes. So researchers also found that postmenopausal women taking hormone therapy were 30% more likely to have a stroke than those who never used hormone therapy at all. The findings show that women need to include physical activity into their daily routine. You don't have to do an extreme boot camp, but the types of activities we're talking about were accessible to most of the population. And now 87%, they say, of women in the study were Caucasian. The others were from various ethnic groups. So interesting to see. But exercise, obviously, not only helps with strokes, but can improve every aspect of our cardiovascular system. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, our engineer, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Till next time, make sure you live better than yesterday.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.